You do not have to be religious, know a prayer, or belong to a faith community to talk with a chaplain. You can simply be having a hard day and want someone to listen.
That surprises many people in healthcare. They hear the word chaplain and assume the visit will involve religion. So what can a chaplain offer someone who does not identify that way?
A chaplain can help you make room for questions about meaning, fear, grief, hope, relationships, identity, or difficult decisions. Spiritual care begins with what matters to you, not with a label someone places on you.
And that is where the CRN do and never standard matters. Chaplains do listen with respect, honor each person's beliefs and boundaries, and support informed choices. They never pressure, preach, manipulate, or impose their own beliefs.
Come as you are means exactly that. You might be religious, spiritual, uncertain, questioning, angry with God, disconnected from a tradition, or not interested in religion at all. A responsible chaplain meets you there.
Picture a patient waiting for a serious procedure. The patient says, "I'm not religious, but I cannot stop thinking about what happens to my family if something goes wrong." That is a real opening for chaplain support.
The chaplain might ask, "What feels heaviest right now?" Or, "Who helps you feel less alone?" The conversation could focus on family, unfinished words, personal values, or a source of courage. No prayer is required.
If the patient does want a prayer, ritual, sacred text, or connection with a particular faith community, the chaplain can help arrange that. Interfaith care does not erase differences. It respects the person's own tradition and choices.
Chaplains also know the limits of their role. They do not diagnose anxiety, treat depression, prescribe medication, or replace a mental health clinician. If someone needs clinical assessment or treatment, the chaplain helps connect that person with the appropriate professional.
That referral boundary protects the person receiving care. A chaplain can remain present, support communication, and work alongside nurses, physicians, social workers, counselors, and other members of the care team without stepping outside chaplaincy practice.
You can ask for a chaplain at a hospital or healthcare facility, and you can say what you do or do not want. You might say, "I need to talk, but I do not want religious language." A respectful chaplain will honor that.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, supports this kind of grounded care. The takeaway is simple. You do not need the right beliefs or the right words. You only need permission to show up as you are.